In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, during this Eastertide, the Church is joyful because Jesus is risen and he has redeemed us. Since the luminous night of Easter, the Paschal candle, the symbol of the risen Christ, shines in the sanctuary of the Church. Its flame has been transmitted to the soul of every baptized person. During 40 days, the apostles have been in touch with the mystery of the timeless presence of the risen Christ, but they do not understand yet that the kingdom of God must start inside themselves in order to be realized through eternity. Jesus, risen from the dead, uses those 40 days between Easter and Ascension to kindle faith in the souls of his apostles. What he tells them is a bit mysterious. It's a strange mix of absence and presence, of secrets, of teachings, and of questions. He leads them from the cross to faith, from earth to heaven, from the natural virtue of trust to the supernatural virtue of faith. Because he has to go, he prepares those who saw him in the glory of the resurrection to purify their faith. It has not been easy for the apostles, too. They saw him, but they did not understand everything. It was not easy for Jesus either. He was talking to men who were close to him, but who did not know him, who did not recognize him. The reason was that after the resurrection, Jesus was not to be recognized only on the basis of the witness of his human presence. He also wants the consent of mind and faith. Jesus does not only want to be seen, he wants to be believed. He makes himself visible so that we can believe in the invisible. Jesus is preparing what is going to follow. He is going to leave, and he tells them about it. His departure will not result in an absence, but in a new kind of presence. This atmosphere must be understood in a joyful faith. Jesus is risen. And at the same time, it's mysterious. It's amazing for the apostles as well. Jesus is so expected that he's not recognized. All this does not happen just by chance. Jesus makes himself visible to kindle faith. But at the same time, he is absent. He is on earth, but he no longer belongs to earth. He is in fact completing his pedagogy as the risen Christ. He gives himself 40 days to move his disciples from earthly companionship to the way of faith. They must go to the evidence. Jesus is going to leave. Jesus is going to the Father. They will need Pentecost and the gift of the Holy Ghost to admit it in faith. Easter morning has been a day of triumph and of glory. But this triumph is humble. From the beginning, the good news of the resurrection is transmitted only through witness. Those first witnesses are invested with a mission. They must tell the others. Go to your brothers, Jesus tells them. From now, the message will be announced in that way, through the recognition of faith, through the conviction of witnesses. And in this way, it has been going on for 2,000 years. The front of all is the burning love of Jesus' heart, pierced by the spear. Jesus wants witnesses because he wants to associate us to his saving work. If he had not done that, we would be unable to understand the meaning of human life. Jesus' love for the world is a burning love. The Paschal candle reminds us of that mysterious reality. On Easter of Etchel, we did not light the candle by saying, "Switch yourself on." No, the Easter fire was needed. It is the duty of the witness to transmit. We must never forget that we move the world forward only if we ourselves move forward. Jesus will be loved if we ourselves love him. But this morning I would like to go a little more deeply. I think the reason why many Catholics, and who knows, many of us, do not leave the faith overflowing with joy is because we are not accustomed to looking at Jesus full of joy. We don't picture him smiling and lovingly affirming us and others. We don't see him with a shareable, communicable happiness that could get St. Peter, St. Andrew, St. James, and St. John to leave their boats, to entice St. Matthew from his tax tables without hesitation, to have vast crowds come to listen to him for hours. The one who shows us how to receive God's gift of joy to its fullness and to let our whole lives develop in accordance with it is Mary. We will celebrate in a special way during the month of May. And ought to turn to even as more as we approach on May 13th, the anniversary of her apparitions in Fatima. The first words of the angel to her in the Annunciation were, "Rejoice." And Mary rejoiced in the Lord always, seeing that this was God's will for her. The Virgin Mary, full of grace, manifests her joy before her cousin Elizabeth, who celebrates her faith. She has grasped better than all other creatures that God accomplishes wonderful things. His name is holy. He shows his mercy. He raises up the humble. He is faithful to his promises. Not that the apparent course of her life in any way departs from the ordinary, but she meditates on the least signs of God, pondering them in her heart. Not that she is in any way spared sufferings. She stands, the mother of sorrows, at the foot of the cross, associated in an imminent way with the sacrifice of Jesus. But she's also open, in an unlimited degree, to the joy of the resurrection. And she's also taken up, body and soul, into the glory of heaven. With Christ, Mary sums up in herself all joys. She lives the perfect joy promised to the church. And it is with good reason that we on earth, turning to her, who is the mother of hope and of grace, we invoke her as the cause of our joy. This morning we turn to her as we celebrate this Mass, asking her to intercede for us that we may receive her son's gift of Easter joy. And let it transform us so that our existence may, like hers, become a Magnificat. Today, as we prepare to receive the blessed fruit of her Immaculate Womb, let us ask her help so that we may hear Him say to us both, "I have come so that my own joy may be in you, and your joy will be complete, as well as I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." Dear faithful, this is our faith. This is the faith of the Catholic Church. Let us rejoice in it with Mary and all the saints. If we happen to be discouraged by life, let's come back to the source and let's ask ourselves this question: I am really a witness of the resurrection. From the answer, we will be suddenly reminded that only Christ can fill our hearts. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.